Hare Krishna. This is just information for most of the devotees, but I'm sure it would be inspiring. A little report on our last weekend's open house festival in New Brajadam. Of course, New Brajadam is open all year round, and we have guests especially coming from spring to fall. But we have this fair every sort of comes at this time of year, third weekend of July. And this year's seems to have been the most successful yet. The most number of people, the most amount of prasadam distributed, most number of books distributed, most amount of Lakshmi collected in different ways, and good weather, still warm, or by some people's estimation hot, but didn't deter 7,500 people from coming over the 2.5 day period. Main day being Saturday, 3,500 guests, or 3,600, and Monday, Friday was 1,600, and then the rest came on Sunday. Of course, Sunday, everyone's sort of heading back in the afternoon, so less come usually on that day. And but it is sort of the biggest event in the Hungarian Yatra. So many devotees getting together, not to just chant and hear, but to serve on a common project. More devotees come, say, for Rath Yatra, or festivals, or Mastami, and so on. But at that time, more or less everyone's chanting, enjoying, they're participating. Here it's a different thing. Here everyone is serving the common cause. And I don't know the exact numbers, but it's probably around 300 devotees. And they're working flat out. So this type of cooperative spirit is what really is going to usher in the golden age. And devotees ask, you know, when does the golden age start? But Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, will manifest the golden age when he knows that devotees are able and willing to work together and handle the consequences of the golden age. It isn't that you don't have to do something. So when thousands and thousands of people come to our centers, who's there to greet them, feed them, preach to them, and so on, chant Hare Krishna to them? It requires a lot of people. So here we have, say, 3,000 people a day coming to New Brajadam. It would be great if we had 3,000 people coming every day. And why 3,000? Why not 30,000? We've got the devotees. Here are all the devotees. Ultimately, whether they're full-time devotees or they're working, but they can be employed by doing this type of service. There's no shortage of work to be done, no shortage of funds when we preach. Everything else comes. So golden age is up to us. When we're ready to make it happen, then Krishna will shower us with the gold, and it will take place. But he has to be convinced that we're responsible, we're not fractionalizing into the left, the right, this guru, that guru, party, and so many other things, but everyone's working together to serve Srila Prabhupada, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission under one ISKCON banner. And then anything can happen. So it was really wonderful. I was really happy. My only regret was that I wasn't there to actually participate and see it happen. But also very reassuring, as I wrote the devotees, that they're doing better without me than when I'm there. And that's also very very reassuring, that Krishna consciousness movement continues. There is succession. So that's a brief report. And for devotees, any devotees who came from abroad, who aren't Hungarian and English speaking, to help out, thank you very much. The benefit of that these people get to take prasadam, to hear the holy name, to see bright-faced devotees, and ultimately to see Radhe Shyam, is inestimable. And so it's inestimable also the benefit that we who make such things possible or become instruments for Lord Chaitanya making such things possible, we also get inestimable benefit. So that's it. Hare Krishna, Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jāya.